You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 25. And if you've ever felt like you're spending way too much time on social media and not getting traction, or you're wondering how to really boost your visibility, stay tuned. This is a very, very powerful episode on how to amplify social media influence. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey, everybody, Melanie here. Welcome to today's edition of Amplify Your Success. And we're going to talk about something that I think a lot of people struggle with. You're either totally in, spending all your time here, and you're wondering why you're not getting the results you want. Or for many, you're completely avoiding it, and that's social media. Social media can be one of the best partners in building your influence and really helping you position yourself as a thought leader, an expert, and an industry authority, and drive great leads into your work. But if you don't know how to do it right, and you're spending way too much time and not getting the results, you need a few tips. So I asked a good friend of mine, someone who I turn to for a lot of my social media advice, that's Laura Rubenstein. And let me tell you just a little bit about her. So Laura is an award-winning digital media and marketing strategist. She's the author of the best-selling book, Social Media Myth Busted, The Small Business Guide to Online Revenue. And she's the founder of the Social Buzz Club, which is an awesome resource, which is a gamified content sharing platform and influencer network. Her mission is to help busy business owners, thought leaders, and emerging companies thrive using savvy social media and time-saving systems. Now, Laura has optimized marketing plans and branding for over 1,000 businesses. Her profit-generating strategies and popular blog at transformtoday.com have made her a highly sought-after speaker and consultant. But more importantly, she's somebody who I've come to know much better over the last few years, as we both are on the executive leadership team for Women Speakers Association. And I find that her resources and her techniques help propel your platform to new heights when you use the right social media techniques. So Laura, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a conversation we often have behind the scenes as we're supporting WSA, or, you know, even just supporting each other. And I find that it can be confusing when you think about all the different things you can do on social media, but I know you've got a few tricks up your sleeve, so it'll be fun to dig into them today. So I thought maybe we could start with just really clarifying, what does it mean to amplify someone's influence?
Well, so many people who are small business owners today have great information. They're thought leaders. And having that great information is awesome. Having the solutions is wonderful, but it's not enough. Okay. Most listeners today are tuning in because they want to make a bigger impact. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, you have the expertise, you have the solutions, but what are you doing with your expertise to help more people? Are you sharing it? And like you said, are you sharing it properly and not wasting your time? My solution is to become well-known as an influencer, someone who is known for solving big problems in a specific way. And an influencer really has something that I know you embody 100%, is whose inner voice matches their outer voice. They're totally in alignment. They're passionate about their cause, and they want to connect with people to help them solve the problems. And they're also natural connectors, or they become connectors. So my goal is to help people create what my good friend Teresa de Grobois defines as mass influence, the state where many people know, like, and trust you.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think sometimes people don't realize how important it is to be influential, especially if they're mission-driven. Do you find that sometimes people get a little conflicted or confused about the idea of, I have a mission and I want to make a difference, but they don't necessarily understand how much value it is to be influential in their area of expertise?
It always kind of baffles me when I hear that, because if they are on a mission, why wouldn't they want to get well known for that? So when I hear it, I'm like, okay, great. Well, you have this mission. Let's go fulfill it. Let's talk about what it really means. It means you're put on this planet to make a difference with certain people in a certain way.
Yeah. And you have to be seen in order to be, purchased or someone to use your services. You have to be willing to be seen. And I know that's a little bit of a mind thing set for some people, right?
It used to be, though, and I think I understand where this comes from. It used to be that it's all about who you know.
Yeah. Right?
But in today's world, it's all about who knows you. We've kind of flipped it on its head. You now need to become known as the go-to person. And the reason it's flipped is because we have this new invention called social media. And it's not so new anymore, but at one point it was in the not too distant past. But that flipped it where you could now actually strategically position yourself to become an influencer.
So before we dig into how to amplify influence, I want to just go dig a little bit deeper into what does it mean to influence? Like, how do I know I am or I'm not an influencer when it comes to social media?
Good question. Well, purely influence means having the ability to impact others. So to become an influencer, to know if you have influence, I mean, they've created things like influencer scores. There's something called clout. You could check your score. That's one kind of pseudo objective way. Another is, are people responding? What kind of engagement are you getting on social media? What kind of credibility factors do you have? Do you have a best-selling book? So certain things give you influencer status, but it's really, how is your following responding to you and are you growing it? It's like at the bottom line.
Yeah, those are good distinctions. And I would agree with you 100%. And it's funny, you can actually be more influential in certain social media platforms and less influential in others. And so maybe part of this today is us really helping people understand like where do you get the biggest bang for the buck?
Absolutely. The short answer to that is be where your ideal clients and prospects are playing. Where do they enjoy engaging? If it's not Facebook, it's not Facebook. It might be LinkedIn. It might be Twitter. If you're more into the millennial and younger generations, it might be Snapchat. So, and millennials in particular love Instagram. So be where they are and where they love to engage. And also what resonates with you in conjunction with that. That's like the easiest basic way. If you're consumable, if you're more of a consumer, social, or thought leader product, Facebook is typically going to be a sweet spot for you. If you're more B2B and you want to directly contact with influencers or decision makers, LinkedIn is going to be more your thing. If you want to get the media's attention, you want to be on the media and you want to be a resource to the media, Twitter is a great place. So those are just a few examples. It's going. The real answer is it depends on your goals, your market, and where you like to be, what your natural inclinations are.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I love that you give a few examples because that's one of the biggest questions I always get is, Melanie, if I have limited time, where should I be? So that's good information. So what would you say are the biggest requirements to being able to amplify your influence?
I love this question. To gain influence, you want to first give influence. Let me say it again. To gain influence, you want to first give influence. It goes back to what I, in the olden days of marketing, before social media, the first rule of networking was give first, right? You always be a giver. And we can do that beautifully online. So another requirement, and I'll get into how you can give influence in a second, but I must say this because before we go too further, you need to know, please don't stalk or ask for favors, help, or endorsements prematurely of other influencers or take their time. I always cringe when someone either asks me or I see them asking somebody else to pick, can I take you to coffee and pick your brain? It's a taking kind of energy. It's not an influence-giving energy. So to give influence, you want to make others look good. There are some simple ways to do that that take no time of the other influencers. And it doesn't have to be someone who is super big out there, you know, like an Oprah or a Dr. Oz or that level. You might start with someone you know or took classes from or a mentor. And people you'd like to be mentored by or have read their content and valued it. So what does endorsing them look like? It looks like retweeting their content, liking their content, sharing their content of your favorite influencers, complimenting them, commenting on their post to forward the conversation, not to be opportunistic, right? But really to add to the conversation. So you're giving. You're always giving. You can join their Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, support their campaigns, you know, shout out about their books, give a positive book review, connect them with others. You could blog about them. You can interview them if they are willing. So that does take their time. So I would only interview influencers once you have somewhat of a relationship or somewhat of a reputation or something you can offer them that would be worth their time. So if your blog has really gotten a lot of good feedback and visibility, that's something that you offer them in interviewing them. So help them in some way. And then make sure they know you gave them this gift. So if you did write a positive book review, you might email them or message them like, did you see the positive? You know, I really loved your book review. I was so excited. Your book, I reviewed it and here it is. So they know that you're a giver and you keep giving influence. It will come back to you.
Yeah, and I think that's, you hit something that was so important is really understand, because again, doing the wrong things in social media can work against you.
Yes.
But really understanding that there are simple things of just helping just to make other influencers more visible. Your byproduct is you're seen as influential, not just by them, but by the communities that are actively following them. Like one of the things I love about Twitter is when you share someone or retweet in that language, you retweet somebody's post, everybody that follows them sees that. Right. And there's like this unconscious, thing that happens that people go, oh, they must be influential too. And I think it's a really subtle things like that that can make a huge difference and really propel you quickly.
Exactly. That is the whole point, to gain influence, give influence, because you're seen in that circle now. Mm-hmm. And you're seen in a positive way. You're not trying to take your giving. And that brings the whole, you know, philosophy of coming from abundance, right? And on social media, there's no, just as you so beautifully put, there's no such thing as competition. It's co-opetition. You're seen now by the appropriate, your market, you know, your target audience. If you're resharing somebody who has your target market also in mind, and you're resharing their content, you're now a resource as well to people like them.
Yeah. How important do you think is the messaging in social media to basically amplifying your own influence?
Well, when you're creating your own content in particular, if you're resharing others, you want to give compliments and you know, you can show your expertise by highlighting them. But when you're doing your own content, there's a really fine line, because so many people want to say, if you want this kind of result, come, you know, ask me. And that's a big turnoff, especially on sites like Facebook, any more social where there's dialogue, even on Instagram. You've got to be offering value, but I'd like to say they can't hear you if you're not listening.
That's a good one.
So if you don't really get where they're at, and your content doesn't express that, they can't hear you. They, you know, you might have the greatest solution ever, but they don't know they need that because you're not talking to them at the way they feel, the way they think about things. And experts fall into this trap so often. They have the brilliant solutions. They have beautiful events. They have amazing results when they finally get a client. But to attract the clients, they're missing the messaging. They're too far ahead. They have to back up and do what I call, you know, tapping into where they're the people with the problem that they can solve has. What are they truly going through? And acknowledge it. Because once somebody's acknowledged, they feel understood, they feel like you can help them, and then they're open. But if you're going to create their dream life, blah, 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 they don't, that's not what they're thinking. That's where you do, that's ultimately where they want to get, but they're not there and they don't know why they should believe you. And so many coaches and consultants' websites are about create your dream life, have the life of your dreams, live your, you know, like, and it's like, it's almost noise, blah, 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 right? So we have to get the messaging on target, heart-centered, go deep into the person. And I like to create personas of our target market. What is their daily life like? Go that deep and say, how is that impacting them? They have kids, they have a schedule, they're feeling overwhelmed, they're feeling tired, they're frustrated, they feel like they're wondering if this is all worth it. Wow. Okay, now we can start messaging using that.
And so it's almost like having the clear message and being able to communicate it consistently. I think it's one of the things that makes you stand out in the market. Absolutely. because people start to grab on to this theme that they keep hearing from you. And it's a really important way to, I think, amplify your influences, really understand the messaging that connects you. And I know we'll talk about this more in a little bit, but I just think it's a big part of really positioning yourself well if you want to be seen as an influencer.
Yeah. If you want more clients, bottom line.
Yeah. Or you cannot do it and still struggle, right?
Yeah. Or have a, you know, the level of success you're kind of currently used to.
Yes, exactly. Is there any other requirements that are important that we get out before we move on?
I think we covered the main ones.
Okay, good. So let's talk about new thought leaders. And this is somebody, you know, that I would imagine has really started to, you know, get some impact with their body of work. The clients that they are having, they're getting great work with, you know, they're getting great results with their work. So what is the thing that turns up the influence for them on social media?
Well, there's the foundational level and then there's the actions on social media. The foundation is a great website, okay? Because there's a good saying in the industry of marketers here on social media, and we say, don't build your business on rented land. And what does that mean? That means you don't own your social media accounts. Facebook owns Facebook, your Facebook. LinkedIn owns your LinkedIn. You always want to bring people back to your website, and it needs to be good. It needs to have your clear message. It needs to have a call to action, how you can get their name and email address or some way of being in touch with them. Okay, because then you can build that relationship in addition to social media on email and become a client. You know, like you can move them through the process. So the foundation is really key. The second foundational element is not only a great website, but on that website, a good blog. Because that does showcase your leadership and the problems and solutions you have, the problems you solve and the solutions you have, and positions you as that thought leader worthy of that influence. So then you can take that content and use it on social media. Of course, we always want the messaging to be right. And you want to do the giving influence first, share your content. Others may give you influence as a natural kind of law of reciprocity. You know, the law of, you know, asking, well, no, it's the one of, so what you sow, you reap, right?
Right.
So people will naturally. And of course, you can use tools that help you get influence. Social Buzz Club, which is my company, is one of those. We have that gamified content sharing platform where influencers share each other's content for each other and help each other build influence. I mean, a lot of people have tried getting together Facebook groups or Slack groups and sharing content for each other, but there's no motivation there. Since we've gamified it, we built in a motivation And that has helped people to get more visibility and have other influencers sharing your great content. It has also up-leveled the level of content that members share because they're like, oh my gosh, I see this wonderful post and high quality content from Denise Wakeman and I want her to share it. I better have some really good content. Or from Melanie, you know, if Melanie's going to share mine, then I better have some really good content to share. So, it's a self-policing type of platform that can help you get influence. So there's a few steps that people can take from the foundation to then involving others. Because what's better than you sharing your own content, but somebody else sharing your content?
And this is so key. I was thinking of a couple of times where this happened in my own life, you know, very early on in my career. You know, before social media was really popular, the way you did this was by inviting people to speak at your event or hosting a call for your list. But now with social media, it's literally the click of a button. You can share that influence and build relationships. You know, I've told many people that, you know, my first $300,000 that I made in my business in 1 year was because influencers that I developed a relationship with by supporting them and sharing their messages, it flipped. And now they wanted to support me and they wanted to bring my message. And so I think this is really key. And one other thing that I think plays into this is to recognize it doesn't matter how big or how small someone is. When you are developing a relationship with them, trust me, if they're doing their social media, they are noticing. They're noticing that you're going out of your way to share. Bob Berg did this with me, even though, you know, his influence is off the charts. He went about sharing my stuff over and over and over again, and it got my attention. And the next thing I know, we were becoming friends. And then, you know, we were doing things to support each other on each other's podcasts and with interviews. But it started simply by him sharing my stuff. It got my attention. And I think it's really important to remember how powerful that is.
You want to get noticed by someone? Give to them, share their stuff. I love it.
Yeah. So, you know, with all amazing strategies that help you grow, there's always the flip side of the things that you could unconsciously be doing that kill your influence or really derail all the progress you're trying to make. Let's cover some of the things that someone may be doing that they shouldn't be doing.
Well, it's a classic mistake on social media to just sell, right? Mm, 'Cause it's a two-way dialogue. It's not a one-way, you know, advertising stream, although you could use it that way if you're simply going to pay for advertising. Okay. That's one way you could. Doesn't really build your influence. It might get you sales, a few. But if you're trying to post native content onto social media, you don't want it to be salesy. You want it to be value rich. And you basically what you would want to do is look at what your market is responding to right now and see how you can create content that has the same quality to it. It evokes the same emotions. It offers the same level of information, and then put that out there. The second thing is being opportunistic. When you're, you know, that's a killer. If you go to somebody else's content and you say, "Hey, check this out on my site," you're going to be looked at as like not kosher. This is just like, oh boy, you know, you just put paint all over your face and walked into a room and said, "Hey, I'm here, notice me." And everybody's like, ew, right?
Exactly. Wait, don't go past this yet. This one's so important because I can't tell you how many people do this to me. They come on my Instagram feed and they're like, "Hey, great stuff. Hey, come look at my page and like me." And I'm like, oh my God, block. And I know that they think that it's working, but it's really, you're so true. It immediately disintegrates any kind of connection somebody starts feeling. Now, it's different if you've cultivated that over time, but I totally agree with you. And I would love it if you could maybe give a couple examples on Facebook and maybe Instagram. Like, what's a distinction between selling and influence that you see working right now?
So selling is, hey, if you need a 401k, call me today.
Right.
It's like there's no value. Why should I trust you? There's no trust built. It's just a straight call to action. But if you have a resource guide, 21 ways to choose a 401k company, there, you could even put it in an infographic, post it on Pinterest, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, make it a download. You know, you can, then you could have like the 21 ways in detail ebook, and then you're offering value to people on how to really select a good quality, you know, 401k. I'm just giving an example here. So
that's a great one, by the way. Content instead of sales.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And different forms of content. You can, it could be an article, it could be an ebook, it can be an infographic. And you can take that one, you know, concept and repurpose it across all different networks, because the article can go on LinkedIn, the infographic can go on Pinterest and Instagram, even Facebook. And what I say, the opt-in can go also on your Facebook page and on your website.
How important do you think video is right now in social media influence?
Huge. And in fact, that was the fourth type of repurposing you could do. You could make it a video as well.
It's huge. Good.
Here's the thing. In particular, live streaming video, number one, it's super easy to do because, you know, you just, from the comfort of your own iPhone, smartphone, or desktop, you can go live. And it doesn't have to be you on camera. It could be your screen. There are some easy platforms like Zoom that allow for that. You just pay for it. That allow you to do screen sharing. Even Google Hangouts on Air, that is now YouTube Live, is free, and you can do screen sharing on that. Then you'd have to download that video and upload it to the other platforms, and you can upload it to your heart's content. LinkedIn, you can embed it in. Twitter, you can upload it in. Facebook, you can upload it in. Live streaming is even better right now because Facebook is giving priority to those. They're not hiding them as much as other content from your Facebook pages. You can get a lot of visibility from it. And again, do the video, create the article, do the infographic. I mean, you got one set of content you're repurposing in all kinds of ways. So I want to make it as easy, because I realize it can be overwhelming. That's one of the challenges to social media and content development.
Yeah, and I'm a huge fan of repurposing. And I want to come back to video for a second, because sometimes people say, Melanie, how important is video really? Like, do I really have to do video? Should I build a YouTube channel? Well, over the weekend, my husband's oldest child started to talk to us about wanting to go vegan. And I think I'm going to simplify my room. And this is a child who the clutter could like fall out the door and like take up the whole hallway, right? So we were thinking, where is this coming from? And we finally got him to tell us that he's been watching a YouTube channel that of somebody who specializes in minimalism and vegan lifestyle. Wow. So if you ever doubt how impactful it can be to use video to really boost your message and get out there, he has no idea how he ever found the person, but people find you through video way more so than they do a lot of the other social media platforms.
Oh my gosh, yes. And YouTube is great, especially if you're putting keywords in your titles and yes, description. And I heard, I was watching some webinar last week about video, something like 85% of all the content on social media will be video by 2020.
I hadn't heard that statistic, but I've heard that, and I'm not one of those people that does a lot of video. So I'm like, okay, Melanie, you got to wrap your head around this. It's definitely important. And I think, again, influence, sometimes you get on the bandwagon early instead of being one of the last to trail on. It's what helps really kind of put you above the fray a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. So did we get all of your online efforts that could sabotage? I know I opened up another conversation. Want to make sure we covered them all.
I think we covered a good number of them. I could probably go on and on. But stay away from sales and being opportunistic. You'll be really good, and set a good foundation. Repurpose your content. Those are really good.
Well, and this may not be one of your initial things on your list, but I'm kind of curious your take on vulnerability and social media. And, you know, there are times where I think people kind of kill their influence with a little bit too much personalization. And then there's people who maybe aren't vulnerable enough. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of the things about really being a thought leader, being someone who's in a level of influence. People look at you and they want to know how you got where you are. What are you doing? Like, they want to know the real you. And I think it's confusing for people. So what's your take on that? Where's the line between too much vulnerability and authenticity and enough that really helps people understand us and want to be part of our tribe?
Well, I really get the concern about privacy and security and all that on social media. And I put that into my book, the Social Media Myths Busted book. And that was one of them. One of them was, you know, social media takes too much time. Another one is I want to keep my privacy. And then, like you said, there's a balance. So my general rule of thumb is keep your private information off of social media. Publish what you would be okay with the whole world seeing. And, you know, that's recommendations about others, the expertise you offer. And here and there, you might share an opinion of or a heartfelt feeling that you're feeling about the work you do. I keep, unless your business centers around politics, I keep that off. Or you feel like it is your mission to use social media for politics, then that's fine too. But then you're not really using social media for business. You're using it for social causes, and that's your business. But if we're using social media for business, you're using social media for business. And I say be personally professional or professionally personal. Meaning, you know, when you walk into a networking group, you're in person. You shake hands with people. You don't just talk about your business. You talk about, hey, I'm going to Italy next week, or I went to Italy and I had this amazing blah, 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 or I saw this. You might share some personal things, right? I personally share my trips after I get back. Again, that's that privacy and security thing that I like to know to do. And, you know, so I'm back home and you can see everything, you know, that I'm willing to share about my trip there. Does that help? Is that really?
Yeah, I think it's a good distinction. And I think sometimes social media is really confusing, and, you know, we feel isolated and we're working out of our own homes, or maybe feel disconnected from other people who really get us. And so I think sometimes people use social media in a way that really detracts from their influential ability.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Don't use social media as your therapist.
Yeah.
You know, there are therapists ready and waiting. And I know this time there's a lot of anxiety going on. There's a lot of stressors in people's lives. It's a great opportunity to seek some professional help, not to seek it online, because it's just not appropriate. Again, if you're using social media for business, that's not what you do in business.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. So I want to wrap up with a couple of things. One, you mentioned Social Buzz Club earlier. I am a huge fan of the technology. It's one of the things that I recommend every one of my clients who are working with me on authority boosting to sign up for Social Buzz Club, because I personally believe it's one of the best tools out there to create that amplification of your social media effort. Can we just quickly share what it is, where it is, so others can take advantage of it as well?
Sure. People can go to socialbuzzclub.com and sign up for a membership. It is a membership platform. And what you do is, since it's gamified, you can write your blog. Well, you don't write your blog. You take your blog link and you submit it along with the tweet and the Facebook post and the tweet, the Facebook post and the LinkedIn update that you want to share. And it is made available in the feed for other people to share to their Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn accounts only after you've shared other people's content. So you play the game by sharing other people's content, earning points, and then using those points to submit your own blog links and tweets and posts.
It's kind of a pay it forward ideology. And it's really, totally. it's one of the, again, I think, great ways to practice your influential ability. The more you practice good influence by promoting others and sharing their stuff, you'll get that back in kind. And that's one of the things I've noticed is some of us are friends already, so we kind of have each other's back. But, you know, a lot of people who don't know you will start to take interest when you've been retweeting and sharing their materials through the club. Great resource. Highly recommend it. Highly, highly, highly recommend it. Especially if you are wanting to really be part of a community that, you know, does that scratch your back thing. It's really great. And Laura, what's the best place for people to take a next step with you?
Well, I have a gift for your listeners only at this point. It's normally something I charge for. And because of our relationship, because I know the people who listen to your podcast are so passionate about what they do, I want to do a give back. And I offer something called the Crave Conversation. You heard me say earlier that you really need to understand and have the messaging down and meet them where they're at. Meet them at the level of their crave, as I like to say. Then you can really showcase yourself as an influencer because they can then hear you. They know that you get them. So I've had these extraordinary conversations I have with thought leaders and business owners about how to get their messaging straight, you know, like to the point where they feel confident, they feel clear. And when they speak it, the people they're speaking it to can't wait to do business with them. So they're like, how can I sign up? So if you have ever felt like stuck in sharing your message or landed flat and we need to like infuse some energy in it, I want to invite your listeners today to have a conversation with me, which I call the Crave Conversation, and they can get access to that for free for a limited time at transformtoday.com/crave. That's C-R-A-V-E. transformtoday.com/crave.
Yeah, and I think that's really brilliant because this is a bottleneck for a lot of thought leaders and people with a big message. It makes sense to you, but you may not be using language and messaging that causes that click for the people you most want to serve. And that could be a big reason why the influence isn't taking off and why people aren't coming to you and using your services the way you had hoped. So highly recommend, you know, you take advantage of that with Laura. Laura is a genius. She's helped me tremendously a few times when I'm like, I can't wrap my head around this. So she is extraordinary in this way. And of course, that link and all of Laura's social media connections, which she's everywhere with us, are on the show notes on the blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. You can quickly go over there and grab the links to Social Buzz Club and her Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of that, as well as the Crave Conversation gift that's only going to be available for a little bit of time. So don't hold off on that. Laura, thanks so much for joining me today and really kind of shining the light on some very simple ways to amplify your influence on social media. I hope you guys will dig into this and make sure that you are connecting with me and with Laura on all the social media platforms. And we'll be back again next week with another edition of Amplify Your Success. In the meantime, listen for the invitation to come join me in my very powerful Amplify Your Success community, where we'll dig deeper into all of these tools, resources, and help you amplify all the areas of your business. All right, we'll see you guys again next week. Bye for now. Bye, Laura.
Bye, Melanie.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.